What we have in chapter 3 is an acrostic again. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and each verse begins with a letter. But in this chapter, we have 66 verses, which means the three verses begin with the first letter, Aleph, in the Hebrew alphabet. And an acrostic, in case you're not acquainted with it, they've sort of gone out of style, is when you and I were young, and that was a long time ago for some of us. A is for apple, B is for baby, and C is for cat, and so on. So here it's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, the Hebrew alphabet, and there are three verses here, and you have 66 verses. So this is the very heart of the Book of Lamentations, and it continues the lamentation of this man. Now, he says here, I'm the man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He's broken my bones. Now, Jeremiah viewed the destruction of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, and it broke his heart. He predicted it. He urged the people to turn to God before it is too late. They did not. And judgment now has come upon the nation. He was not unmoved by it. He didn't run around telling everybody, I told you so, and rebuke them. He did not do that. Actually, he was heartbroken. And the destruction of Jerusalem was the wrecking of the health of Jeremiah. It lets you know how God feels. God does not remove. Remember, he made it very clear that he goes with those that are his own. The Lord Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And whatever you enter into, why, you can be sure he is there. So here we have this man being actually made old. And in this, he tells about how he was ridiculed for what he had to say. And yet, in all of this, he has to say, beginning now with verse 21, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. If you want me to give you a title to the last three chapters here, I would give it this kind of a title, When Tomorrow's Become Yesterday's. He now is looking back upon the past. And Jeremiah had predicted that judgment was coming upon Jerusalem and the people of the nation Israel. Now that judgment has come, and Jeremiah sits in the rubble and ruin of Jerusalem, weeping as he writes this lamentation. In fact, there are, as we've said, five lamentations in this book. And in this third lamentation here, we begin to see the only thing that is bright. What I've just read is the only bright spot in all of these. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In spite of the severe judgment of God, and many thought it was too great a judgment, Jeremiah can see the hand of God's mercy. They would have been utterly consumed had it not been for the mercy of God. If they received their just deserts, they would have been utterly destroyed. They would have disappeared from the earth. And it's all due to what? To something in them? No. All due to the faithfulness of God. He had promised Abraham that he would make a nation to come from him. This was the nation. He promised Moses that he'd put them in the land. He promised Joshua that he would establish them there. He promised David that there'd come one in his line to reign on the throne and forever. And the prophets said the same thing, that he would not utterly destroy them, but he would judge them for their sin. And now God is faithful. He's judged them, but he'll not utterly destroy them. A remnant would remain, and ultimately they would become a great nation again. And I think there's a lesson here for us as a nation. Will God judge America? Great many people think not, but I think that he will. And if I have time at the conclusion of the message, I want to develop that thought, but I do want to deal with the text now as much as we possibly can.